Don't Stand in the Way of Beauty by Heather Plett. I was standing on the shore as the sun set. The lake was a large blanket, and the waves lapping at my feet were so small and thin they looked like someone was pulling a string under that blanket. To my right, the ombre sky faded from blue to pink. To my left, where the sun was gently slipping beneath the horizon, the blue faded into yellow and shades of orange. This being November, long after beach lovers have given up for the winter, I was mostly alone. A flock of geese landed for the night, taking a break from their seasonal journey to the south. I stood in reverence, barely able to take in so much beauty all at once. It was an embarrassment of riches, a thin place, as the Celtics say, where the sacred feels momentarily reachable through the veil. Two thoughts landed in quick succession in my quieted mind. First, how amazing that the world offers up such beauty so generously when there is only one person here to witness it. Then, but I am a part of this beauty, not apart from it. I am not simply witness, I am part of nature. Just like the geese, I am a momentary part of this landscape. It took a little longer for the third thought to land. If the natural world offers itself so generously, without reservation, and I am a part of that world, then who am I to do otherwise? Who am I to pretend I am separate? And who am I to allow my insecurities, doubts, fears, and social conditioning to get in the way of my contribution to the beauty I'm already part of? My eyes filled with tears. First, to truly believe I am beautiful and part of a beautiful world. That's not a natural way for me to see myself. I have 1,000 reasons why I am not good enough, not thin enough, not pretty enough, not talented enough to claim beauty as part of my identity. Second, to recognize that what I have to offer to the collective beauty of the world is unquestionably worthy disrupts the narrative that so often runs in my head. But what if I begin to truly inhabit this belief, the same way the sun, the geese, the sand, and the water do? Not just me, but you, dear reader. What if we embrace a radical belief in collective beauty and our part in contributing to that beauty? What if we deconstruct all of those voices in our heads that tell us otherwise, and we simply stand at the shore in reverence and humility and choose to believe we are part of what we see? Will it change the way you do your work? Will it change the way you create? Will it change the way you show up for your friends? Will it change you? This morning, I had a lovely conversation with one of the people participating in our Holding Space Foundation program, who's been following my work since my blog post went viral. She mentioned how impactful it had been to her to learn that I'd been toiling in relative anonymity for 10 years before my post went viral and millions of people suddenly showed up at my website. That I continued to be faithful to the work despite how few people were noticing it early on meant a lot to her. Maya, if you're reading this, I want you to know that you too are part of the beauty of this world. You can stand on the shore and know that you are making a contribution even when nobody else shows up to bear witness to the generosity of that beauty. And I want you to know that too, dear reader. Stay faithful to your work, to your play, to your craft, and to your love. Show up on the shore again and again and offer up your contribution. Do it generously and without apology, even when it makes sense to nobody else but you. I can't promise you that millions will come, but I can promise that it matters. You matter. Your craft matters, your love matters, your beauty matters. Please don't stand in the way of beauty.